We don't exactly know what happened, but Nate started panicking and he struggled. I tried to go in and save him, but though he was starting to pull me down and stuff too, so that kind of failed, and we called the police there too late. Yeah, it's all kind of a blur because it happened really fast.
We don't quite know what's going on underneath the surface of the water. And it turns out in the bottom of that bedrock, there are holes. And when water flows over a hole, you get an eddy or a recirculation eddy. But what these eddies do is they trap fluid and whatever's in that eddy. Even the strongest swimmers go across, and that eddy's strong enough, it will spin you down and in. And once you're in the eddy, I'm afraid you're another statistic for the Gorges of Ithaca. So don't become a statistic. Stay out of swimming in the gorges.
For a swimmer who doesn't understand or doesn't know what these gorges are capable of, the hidden beauty also has a very hidden danger to it. As you probably saw in a video a few minutes ago, I can tell you what it's like under there being a rescue diver. They get distracted by the beauty of these gorges. They think it'd be a fun place to swim. But there's two hidden dangers under there. The currents can take you. They can suck you back up underneath the falls. When we pull a body out, it's horrible. It's tragic. And for the parents and the members of this community, it's extremely heartbreaking for us all. I've seen enough over the years, and our goal is to strive to have no more of these accidents within these gorges.
We are the university's ambassadors to the gorges. I love showing people these parts of our incredible campus and teaching them how to use them safely.
So, you should be aware of the dangers. Remember, it's illegal to swim in the gorges, and you should always stay on the trails or in designated areas, because violating these rules could put you
and your rescuers
in serious danger.
That said, there are plenty of great ways to enjoy the fresh air and stunning scenery of the gorges.
I personally love going for a run around Beebe Lake or just relaxing in nature with a good book.
Don't forget canoeing.
But you're not limited to the gorges around Cornell campus. With a short bus ride, you can find more amazing scenery and safe swimming spots at Buttermilk, Tagannock Falls, and Treeman Park.
Cornell's Gorge Safety Program is named in memory of Nathaniel Rand, class of 2012.
Who lost his life right here and is dedicated to all those who have lost their lives.
In the hope that you won't.
For more safety information and Gorge Trail maps, go to gorgesafety.cornell.edu.